Welcome to day 87 of our 180-day study of the Westminster Standards. We're generally under the Second Commandment and worship, and more specifically how the Word of God is to be used in worship, and we're in the larger catechism, and we're going to begin with question 158. By whom is the Word of God to be preached? Answer: the Word of God is to be preached only by such as are sufficiently gifted and also duly approved and called to that office. Okay, the first phrase, the Word of God is to be preached only by such as are sufficiently gifted. 1 Timothy 3:2, a bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach, not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride he fall into the condemnation of the devil. Ephesians 4:8, wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. And I believe that phrase, and some prophets, is omitted from our edition of the Catechism. Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children. Malachi 2:7, for the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should seek the law at his mouth, for he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. And 2 Corinthians 3:6, who also hath made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit, for the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. And then second, the Word of God is to be preached only by such as are duly approved and called to that office. Jeremiah 14:15, therefore thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that prophesy in my name, and I sent them not, etc. Romans 10:15, and how shall they preach except they be sent? Hebrews 5:4, and no man taketh this honor unto himself, but he that is called of God, as was Aaron. 1 Corinthians 12:28, and God hath set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, and diversities of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? 1 Timothy 3:10, and let these also first be proved, then let them use the office of a deacon, being found blameless. 1 Timothy 4:14, neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. 1 Timothy 5:22, lay hands suddenly on no man, neither be partaker of other men's sins. Keep thyself pure. Next is question 159. How is the Word of God to be preached by those that are called thereunto? Answer: they that are called to labor in the ministry of the Word are to preach sound doctrine, diligently, in season and out of season, plainly, not in the enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, faithfully, making known the whole counsel of God, wisely, applying themselves to the necessities and capacities of the hearers, zealously, with fervent love to God and the souls of his people, sincerely, aiming at his glory and their conversion, edification, and salvation. Okay, the first phrase, they that are called to labor in the ministry of the word are to preach sound doctrine. Titus 2:1, but speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. They that are called to labor in the ministry of the word are to preach sound doctrine diligently. Acts 18:25, this man was instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in the Spirit, he spake and taught diligently the things of the Lord, etc., etc., meaning knowing only the baptism of John. In season and out of season, 2 Timothy 4:2, preach the word, be instant, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. They that are called to labor in the ministry of the word, I preach plainly. 1 Corinthians 14:19. Yet in the church I had rather speak five words with my understanding, that by my voice I might teach others also, than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue. They that are called to labor in the ministry of the word are to preach not in the enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. 1 Corinthians 2:4. And my speech and my preaching was not with the enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. They are to preach faithfully. Jeremiah 23:28. The prophet that hath a dream, let him tell a dream. And he that hath my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff to the wheat, saith the Lord? 1 Corinthians 4:1. Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. They are to preach making known the whole counsel of God. Acts 20:27, for I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. They are to preach wisely. Colossians 1:28, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. They are to be applying themselves to the necessities and capacities of the hearers. 1 Corinthians 3:2, I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able. Hebrews 5:12, for when for the time ye ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk, and not of strong meat. For every one that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of their use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Luke 12:42, and the Lord said, who then is that faithful and wise steward, whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household, to give them their portion of meat in due season? They preach zealously. Acts 18:25, this man was instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in the Spirit, he spake and taught diligently the things of the Lord, etc. Again, that phrase, knowing only the baptism of John. They're to preach with fervent love to God. 2 Corinthians 5:13-14. For whether we be beside ourselves, it is to God, or whether we be sober, it is for your cause. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then were all dead. Philippians 1:15, some indeed preach Christ even of envy and strife, and some also of goodwill. The one preach Christ of contention, not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my bonds, but the other of love, knowing that I am set for the defense of the gospel. We're to preach with fervent love to God and the souls of his people. Colossians 4:12, Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluteth you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. 2 Corinthians 12:15, and I will very gladly spend and be spent for you, though the more abundantly I love you, the less I be loved. They're also to preach sincerely. 2 Corinthians 2:17, for we are not as many which corrupt the word of God, but as of sincerity. But as of God, in the sight of God, we speak in Christ. 2 Corinthians 4:2, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. Aiming at his glory. 1 Thessalonians 2:4, but as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God, which trieth our hearts. For neither any time used we flattering words, as you know, nor a cloak of covetousness, God is witness. Nor of men sought we glory, neither of you, nor yet of others, when we might have been burdensome as the apostles of Christ. John 7:18, he that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory, but he that seeketh his glory that sent him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. They're aiming not only at his glory, but also their conversion. 1 Corinthians 9:19, "For though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all, that I might gain the more. Unto the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might gain the Jews. To them that are under the law, as under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law. To them that are without law, as without law, being not without law to God, but under the law to Christ, that I might gain them that are without law. To the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I am made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some." To preach for not only their conversion, but their edification. 2 Corinthians 12:19. "Again, think ye that we excuse ourselves unto you? We speak before God in Christ, but we do all things, dearly beloved, for your edifying." Ephesians 4:12, "For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ." Not only at their conversion and edification, but also their salvation. 1 Timothy 4:16, "Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine, continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee." Acts 26:16, "But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I've appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness, both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in the which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles, unto whom now I send thee, to open their eyes, and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me." Tomorrow we'll look at question 160, "What is required of those that hear the word preached?"